Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and as I said, I was going to bring back Gore Screaming Show because, hey, it's Halloween. Doesn't quite feel that spooky right now, like, I don't know, it's kind of weird. Maybe I need to watch some more horror movies or something, but I just don't feel it like I did last year. But, you know, it's the first couple days. Let's let things get spookier as the, you know, the month continues, right? So let's get into Gore's Screaming Show. Good morning, let's get going. Akane is once again standing cheerfully at his front door. Kyoji groggily scratches his messy hair. She woke him up with the doorbell. Oh, come on. Why are you always so slovenly? I'll go get dressed. All right, I'll wait. Oh, Yamako Oni-chan, good morning. Just as Kyoji starts preparing to leave, Yamako comes into the living room. Good morning, Akane-chan. Thanks for coming every morning. Let's have some coffee and chat while you wait, shall we? Sure, I'd love to. Akane and Yamako have always gotten along, but they've been getting closer every day. Kyoji and Akane naturally walk beside each other, talking about silly things. Just a few days ago, this sight was quite unusual, but oddly enough, it now feels like a completely natural part of their routine. What's wrong, Kyoji? Nothing. Kyoji shakes his head. What? Go on, say it. Like I said, it's nothing. He wasn't sure what to expect during his first day of school here, but he never imagined he could feel so serene already. Good morning. Akane opens the door to the classroom, cheerful as ever. Morning. But then Kyoji bumps into Akane, who is abruptly frozen in her tracks. What's wrong, Akane? Her eyes are fixed on the blackboard. That's when Kyoji sees it too. Who was it? Who drew this? He slams his bag against the floor. There's a picture scrawled all over the blackboard. It's poorly drawn, but that only makes it more obscene and malicious. It clearly depicts Kyoji and Akane in the nude. Both of them are pinned down by multiple stick figures. Most of all, he sees what's drawn between their legs. Written in a speech bubble above the trolling mace. Kyoji-kun, no, no, stop it, let us go. The words are written in colorful chalk. He thought they could forget about it, that they could move past it and start over. So much for that. Kyoji slowly looks around the classroom. He spots Sadashima's group. Ah, there's old Sadashima. Sadashima's group sitting near the back of the classroom, smirking at him. Was it you? Did you shitheads do this? Ignoring Akane, Kyoji storms towards them, violently knocking over desks left and right. But before Kyoji can grab him, Sadashima dodges away. Wow, the new kid's so violent. Shut up, just answer me. Did you draw that crap? I've got nothing to do with this. For some reason, I actually believe him. It was him! Sadashima drew it! Shinta's voice rings out from somewhere. Only once Kyoji glances downward does he realize Shinta's voice came from down by the floor. One of Sadashima's thugs has Shinta's arm pinned down, pressing him against the classroom's floor. I'm sorry, Kyoji, I'm sorry. I tried to stop them, but... Kyoji returns his gaze to Sadashima. Right now, Kyoji feels like he could kill him without a moment's hesitation. Sadashima puffs out his chest and plants himself in front of Kyoji. Man, I never knew. You two hooked up a long time ago, huh? Some of your old classmates were kind enough to tell me. They told me how they dragged you and Kazuyagi-san out, stripped you naked, and forced you to fuck each other in front of everyone. Sadashima's face is suddenly only a hand's breadth from his own. I hear you two fucked real hard. Unprotected too? Nasty stuff. Doesn't that count as rape?
やってねえんだっけ。やめろやめろだもんな。
Oh wait, I guess not. You didn't actually do it. Little Kyoji kept screaming, stop it, like a bitch. Ha 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 ha. His lackeys all laugh in unison too. Ha 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 ha. You little. But just as Kyoji raises his fist to punch Tadashima, his eyes widen in shock. A loud crack echoes through the class. The sound of Akane slapping Tadashima in the face. And here's one more. She backhands with another slap across the other cheek. And another! Tadashima reels away dazed as Akane's hand becomes a blur. Taken by surprise, Tadashima can't recover in time. As he staggers back, she continues her flurry of slaps. As much as she's slapping him, there might be a solid punch or two in there. Ow, ow, ouch, you little... Cut it out! Eat my finisher, you asshole! Well, damn. To finish him off, Akane kicks him square in the crotch. That'll finish him off. Letting out a squeal like a frog that's just been stepped on, Tadashima topples to the ground. Fuck you, Kazuyagi! What have you done to... What, you want me to kick you in the nuts, too? Akane's furious roar echoes through the classroom. I'm really pissed off right now, you know. My hand hurts and my leg feels gross from having to kick his nasty junk. Ah, damn it, this is disgusting. I hate this. Come at me if you want, but I'm in a real shitty mood right now, so don't expect any mercy from me, Akane says and braces herself. However, her attack on Tadashima seems to have been so ruthless that the most he can manage is groaning painfully while lying on the floor. That might be why his goons seem disinclined to mess with her. They're all flinching away from her gaze. As for Kyoji, he can't keep up with her anger. All he can do is simply stare at her, his eyes wide open. Kazuyagi Akane just made a perfect comeback. This is what she was like before Kyoji moved away. Strong-willed, brave, terrifying when angered, and undefeated in a scuffle. Kyoji was never quiet or a well-behaved kid. Far from it. He often found himself pitted against nasty brats, kids just like Tadashima. Kyoji's flooded with relief for some reason. Even in this situation, he somehow manages to smile. What's with you, Kyoji? What's so funny? Nothing. I just thought, you're pretty great. Akane turns progressively more and more red over the course of several seconds. Yeah, I think I'm in love with you. Oh, look at her blush. Hey, hold up. Wait, why are you saying stupid stuff at a time like this? I can't believe you. If you've got time to say that, why don't you help Maki-kun instead? Sorry. Kyoji steps up to the boy, pinning Shinta down. Sadashima's goon looks visibly shaken. Get out of the way, will you? What did you say, you? I think your boss is lying over there. Do you want to end up like he did last time? How about it? This time it'll be just you and me. The boy's expression contorts. He likely remembers the awful state Kyoji left Sadashima in back then. Kyoji squats down next to Shinta. Sorry, Shinta, you okay? You're one sorry excuse for a friend, you know? Took you long enough. Shinta gets up, rubbing his pinned arm. Ahaha, sorry, man. If I buy you a burger, you'll forgive me, right? Well, damn. Sometimes that works. Sure, but not just a single burger. You're getting me a combo. Sure. We'll make it someplace with a value meal. No deal. I have to be served 100% beef. I mean, they do say it's 100% beef. You should probably get back to your seats. Homeroom's about to start. He wants the whole fucking cow, folks. Kika, who showed up at some point, tells them this. She claps her hands, dusting the chalk off her palms, and gives them a soft smile. Aoi is behind her, wiping away the... Or is it Allie? I can't remember if it was Allie or Aoi. I think it's Allie. Allie's behind her, wiping away the last traces of the scribbled drawing from the blackboard. When he looks around, he sees his other classmates picking up the desk he knocked down. It makes him feel awkward. It's like he stepped into a scene from some teenage drama movie. Still, it doesn't feel bad at all. Yeah, it's Allie. Ah, Misono-san, Allie, thank you. No, it was sort of cathartic. Kika then softly adds, if a little jealous. Huh? So? What happened here? Ando steps into the classroom, his eyes wide with surprise. While the desks and chairs have been moved back into place, Tsurashima is still writhing on the floor with all his lackeys wearing strange expressions around him. It's clear something happened here. Kyoji's willing to say he's the one who punched Tsurashima. He parts his lips, ready to take the blame, but then another boy sitting a short distance away speaks up first. Nothing happened, sir. Nothing in particular. Here, Jino. One boy whispers and hands Kyoji his bag, which he slammed against the floor right after walking into the classroom. I'm sorry. I was so scared of Tsurashima I could only sit by and watch. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Kyoji taps him on the shoulder and heads back to his seat, only to find that Akane is surrounded by girls. As their eyes meet, they smile at each other naturally. Even after seeing that drawing, everyone in class still treats them the same way. For now, that's enough. But... The Sandman looks around the classroom, confused. Tsurashima-kun, are you sure nothing happened? Your face looks a little red. Tsurashima finally gets to his feet and, rubbing his cheeks, looks away. No, nothing happened. He doesn't want to say that he got his ass kicked by a girl. Kyoji's eyes widen in shock. This is a surprise. Knowing Tsurashima, Kyoji assumed he'd go crying to Ando, but maybe he thinks he'd lose too much face by doing so. Or maybe. Are you sure? Well, that's fine then. As far as Ando is concerned, everyone claims that nothing happened or more. Everyone's claims that nothing happened are more important than what he can see with his own eyes. Ah, then everyone, get to your seats. I'm starting homeroom. After that, classes pass by without a hitch. Tsurashima's cronies don't bother Kyoji or his friends, and when break time during third period comes around, they just sit quietly in their corner. After third period, they disappear from the classroom and don't show up again for the rest of the day. It's a little hard to speak to Akane right now, though. None of their classmates say anything, but whenever he approaches her, she blushes and avoids him. But even so, during fourth period, Shinta passes him a note. Oh, I remember those. It's from Kazuyagi. She left it with me last break. It's a page from a notebook folded up like origami. Kyoji opens it up, nearly tearing it by mistake. Why do girls always have to make things so hard to read? Jeez, that's true! And a lot of the girls that sent me notes, they always wrote in, like, pink. Like, you could always... It wasn't, like, they write in a pink pen or... You know, it was always something elaborate. You could always tell when a woman wrote a handwritten letter. That's one thing that's different about typing today. You can't tell that a woman is pretending to be a man sometimes online because you can't get the penmanship that you would in a real letter. Like, you know it's a girl's writing. Oh, yeah, that's definitely a girl's writing, but... Yeah. You know what I mean, guys. Why do girls always have to make things so hard to read? Jeez. After opening it with some difficulty, he reads that she wants to meet during lunch break in front of the special school ward's biology classroom. When he arrives there, he finds Akane standing with her hands on her waist. She immediately rushes towards him. What's with you? You've already gotten into enough trouble with Tsudashima. If you punched him again, who knows what they would do to you? I mean, yeah, but Akane... I bet you don't know because you transferred after it happened, but everyone already knows about it. Huh? Kyoji's mouth hangs open. Ah, but don't worry. I kicked their asses, and whenever anyone teased me about it, I got them too. It's all good. Akane cracks a cool smile. It's not all good at all. Learning that Akane had to deal with this while he was gone casts a shadow over his heart. He feels pathetic. Even if it was beyond his control, Akane was enduring this pain and suffering all by herself. She leans against the wall. Whenever she shifts, her skirt flaps prettily. Anyway, nothing ended up happening, so it's stupid to worry about. Don't let it bother you, no matter what people say. With the sunlight shining on her through the window, she smiles as if none of this concerns her at all. So just forget about that idiot Tsudashima, okay? But then Akane snaps her fingers as if annoyed. Ah, but he totally had me fooled. I thought he was more decent than this. Kyoji leans against the wall next to her. He didn't exactly look like he minded his attention, though. Akane throws an upturned glance at Kyoji with a frown. I mean... I mean, you know, when there's someone who seems like he likes you, you don't really want to think badly of him, right? Well, I guess in the end, he didn't actually feel that way, though. Huh? No, don't misunderstand me here. It's not like I had a thing for him, too. It's just... It was the first time someone treated me like a girl. That doesn't mean I mind you treating me like I'm not a girl, though. It's just that I'm kind of, you know, kind of crude, and no one's ever said sweet things about me like that, so I... Why are you panicking like that? Kyoji says with a smirk, gazing at Akane's face. All I've been saying is, huh, and you're getting worked, but you're getting worked up for no reason. Akane turns very red. Don't tease me. Am I, though? You totally are. Gosh, I can't believe you. You've always been like this, Kyoji. Watching Akane seize so energetically makes him happy for some reason. But it's fine, I guess. Everyone covered for me. Plus, it was the first time I got to sock someone in a while. I feel refreshed. Hooligan. You're the last one who gets to call people that. As Akane angrily puffs up her cheeks, Kyoji taps her on the shoulder. Come on, let's get going. If we don't get to the school store soon, there won't be any buns left. I've got a bento. Well, I need to get a bun. But as he sets off, Kyoji whispers quietly. You're plenty girly already. After a moment, Akane catches up with him. Hey, Kyoji, wait, what did you just say? I didn't say anything. Liar, you did too say something for sure. No, I didn't. Buzz off. What did you say, you hooligan? She whacks him hard on the back of the head, but even that makes him smile. Kyoji waits for Akane after school today, too. It's fun to watch her sprint during the track team practice. Her running form reminds him of a wild animal in motion. Thanks for waiting. It's all good. You should join a club too, Kyoji. Yeah, maybe. That doesn't sound like such a bad idea. Up until now, he hadn't felt like he belonged at the school, so he never considered joining a club. But over the past few days, he's finally started feeling like he's figuring things out. Still, I don't know what kind of club I'd even want to join. Didn't you do anything at your old school?
Nope.
If we had a music club, maybe I'd have joined that. There isn't one in Sakaki Academy either, right? No, there isn't. But Kyoji, what would you do in a light music club? What do you mean? I'd play music. What else? Huh? Wow. You're not gonna do vocals, are you? Because I remember you being really tone deaf. Well, excuse me for being tone deaf, but I know that already. I wouldn't be singing, I'd be playing the guitar. Akane stares at him with round eyes. Wait, what? You can play the guitar? You got a problem with me playing... Huh? What's wrong, Akane? As they walk side by side, Kyoji realizes Akane stopped a few steps behind him, and he calls out to her. I think I just saw Yuka-chan go that way. Akane points at the crossroads where the trail leads up to Nishimori's shrine. It's hidden by the treetops. I guess she's on the way home from a walk? Why don't we call her over? As soon as she says that, Akane sprints ahead. Hey, Akane! Kyoji hurriedly chases after her. Huh? I can't find her. Yuka-chan's pretty quick on her feet. Forget about her. Put yourself in my shoes. I'm the one having to chase after you. They ended up sprinting all the way to the shrine. He wipes the sweat off his face as it drips down his jaw. What? Kyoji, are you out of shape? That's not fair. You're on the track team. I don't have as much horsepower as you. Ah, there she is. Yuka-chan! Akane waves. Indeed, some distance ahead in the trees, Kyoji can see Yuka. Akane, I just told you, stop running ahead. Akane briskly jogs up to the shrine steps. Oh, rather, she jogs up the shrine steps. Damn it, listen to me. Left with no choice, Kyoji continues pursuing her. He stops in front of the Hokora, or the Hokura, rather, catching his breath. His heart is pounding. With every ragged breath he takes, the air he sucks in seems to chafe against his throat. Where the hell did Akane go? He saw her enter the shrine grounds, but then he lost sight of her on the steps up to the Hokura. Up ahead are the old well and Yuka's mansion. Akane probably went toward the ladder. Once his breathing slows down, he starts to head that way. But then Akane suddenly reappears, rushing back to him with her face pale.
Kyoji,
we have trouble! What's wrong? Akane is as white as a sheet. She looks to Kyoji, ready to cling to him. Yuka-chan, in the well! Kyoji feels all the color drain from his face as well. She fell in? No, she went down the well! Huh? Akane drags him all the way to the old well by his arm. Upon approaching it, Kyoji sees the metallic clasp on the edge of the well. An aging rope ladder dangles into the depths. It extends down into what can only be described as gaping, impenetrable darkness. She went down the ladder? Yeah, I tried calling out to her, but I guess she didn't hear me. Akane's expression clouds over with concern. Inside the well is darkness, blacker than night. They can't see the bottom. Why would she go in here? Hey, you don't think she's killing herself, do you? No way. She wouldn't go through the trouble of climbing down a ladder. She'd just jump. Akane goes pale. Kyoji, don't say terrible stuff like that. It's bad luck. You're the one who brought it up. You're the one who brought up suicide. I mean, yeah, but Kyoji, what do we do? Should we get her mother? She went down the well, right? I mean, that old lady looks like she had a bad leg. We just end up worrying her. Right. Akane nods and without a moment's hesitation says, I'm going down there. Going down, like, into the well? That's right. It'd be terrible if Yuka-chan got hurt down there. Kyoji, you go find help. Okay, but what if you get hurt? Look how flimsy that rope ladder is. What if it snaps? That's why I'm going down. I'm lighter. I don't know about that. You don't look that light to me. What did you just say? Wait, no, not now. We don't have time for this. Anyway, I'm counting on you. Akane dumps her bag on the ground and swiftly climbs onto the edge of the well. Hold up. Kyoji holds Akane back by her collar. What are you doing? I could have fallen in. Having almost lost her balance, Akane clings to the edge of the well. Kyoji points at himself. I'll go down there. Kyoji, come on, weren't you listening to me? I was. Then why? Kyoji sighs and pokes his finger at Akane. Listen, Akane, let's assume she's hurt down there. If you go down there, what exactly do you plan on doing, huh? Do you think you can climb out of there on this ladder while carrying her on your back? Akane seems to falter. What are you planning to do? Tell her to hang on and do her best until I bring someone to help? Don't tell me that was your master plan. You don't have to be so mean about it. So yeah, I'll be going down there. You go call for help. No, you can't. What if the ladder breaks before you get to the bottom? That's what I said earlier. No way! If you're going down there, so am I. What's the point if we both go down? Then I'll go down alone. No, I already told you. The two glare at each other for a moment. But eventually, Kyoji loses the staring contest between them, hanging his head. Fine, we'll go down together. Kyoji would be the first to go down the ladder in order to check its strength. If he managed to get down without issue, Akane would follow him. Akane looks displeased with the arrangement, but Kyoji somehow manages to convince her to go along with it. You alright, Kyoji? Yeah. He replies brusquely before beginning his descent. It's his first time climbing a rope ladder. He never knew it would feel so unsteady. The slightest movement makes the ladder shine. Shake, not shine. The rungs are so thin it feels like they might snap at any moment. Yet despite that, he somehow manages to get to the bottom safely. Akane, I'm not sure about this ladder. You should stay up there. Too late. But before Kyoji can finish, Akane starts descending down the ladder herself. As Kyoji stares up at her dumbfounded, Akane notices his gaze and claps her skirt tight to her body with one hand. Hey Kyoji, don't look up! I'm sorry, I won't look up, so just keep both hands on the ladder. Kyoji hurriedly averts his eyes. Before long, Akane safely makes it to the bottom. Jeez. Akane frowns and looks at Kyoji with upturned eyes. I said I'm sorry. It's fine. I have gym shorts on anyway. Akane bashfully averts her gaze. Then I could have looked after all. Even if I have gym shorts on, that's not okay. You can't look up a girl's skirt. After that declaration, Akane casts a sweeping look around. So this is the bottom of a well, but there's no water here. They went to the trouble of covering it up, so I figured it must have gone dry. The bottom of the well is more spacious than they thought. The shaft of the well is about 1.5 meters across. The cylinder opens up into a space that's a good 7 square meters at the bottom. Kyoji can't tell exactly how deep underground they are, but it's probably about 4 or 5 meters. The brickwork shaft doesn't reach all the way down. It ends just above Kyoji's head. The walls of the area around them are made from what feels like exposed clay-like soil. cross-section of the well's shaft and the space below forms the shape of a flask with a narrow neck and a wide bottom. Not only is it dusk, the well is also under the cover of the trees, which further blot out the sun. Because of that, the light that manages to creep in from the well's opening is quite dim and unreliable. Even though the ground beneath them feels flat and level, they can't afford to be careless while moving around in the dark like this. Seemingly anxious, Akane clings to Kyoji. She squints ahead, trying to see in the scant light. Hey, Yuka-chan isn't here, is she? I wonder where she went. No sign of her. Here. Man, I'm lucky Shinten gave me this thing. Kyoji turns on the light on the small keychain Shinten gave him some days ago. He presses on the monster's stomach, making its head and eyes light up. It's hardly a proper flashlight, but it shines surprisingly brightly in the darkness. Akane, if we don't find her soon, we give up and call for help, okay? Of course. Kyoji uses the light to illuminate their surroundings. The faint beam indeed reveals clay walls and suddenly stops. A door? There, set in the wall, is a heavy-looking metallic door. Its rusted surface is studded with rivets along its edges. The door hangs slightly ajar. It seems it was just opened recently. Why is there something like this down here? No clue. I wouldn't know. Do you think Yuka-chan's in there? I don't see where else she could have gone. Yuka-chan, are you there? Akane calls out through the slight gap in the door. Her voice echoes against the walls. No answer. What do we do? Go deeper in? Kyoji looks between the ladder and Akane, who's gripping his arm. What if I told you to stay behind? I'd say no, you doofus. Figures. Anyway, we might as well take a look. He can't deny that the situation excites him. Some part of him is afraid, of course, but his adventurous spirit is stronger than that. He used to go on little adventures like this with Akane all the time when they were little. Okay. Pulling Akane by the hand, Kyoji opens the door. The creaking sound echoes surprisingly loudly in the underground space. Beyond the door is a narrow corridor. He has to hunch over in order to keep his head from hitting the ceiling. The air is full of the scents of water, soil, and the uniquely sour odor of stagnant air. Without any rhyme or reason, he remembers a story he once heard about how grave robbers once died in an Egyptian tomb because the chamber was full of gas. Watch your step, Akane. Yeah, they grip each other's hands so hard it almost hurts. The air is thick with moisture. Just walking through it makes their clothes feel heavy and wet. What's wrong? A centipede. Kyoji points his light at the ground beneath them, and just in time to see a large black centipede scurrying away from the light. Looking at the wall, he sees a different species of centipede. This one with a white body creep away on the wiggling of its countless limbs. Don't touch the walls. Yeah. He doesn't remember being particularly scared of bugs as a kid, but running into a writhing centipede in a place like this seems to have left her shaken, what with her voice quivering. As for himself, his head nearly brushes against the ceiling. The fear that a bug could slither down his back at any moment is driving him insane. But he can't afford to lose his nerve when Akane is frightened right behind him. It's in times like these that being a guy has its cons. He grumbles that to himself. However, Akane's soft hand squeezes his. He frowns. As much as he hates to admit it, being depended on like this kind of makes bearing the situation worth it. Thankfully, the way ahead isn't long. After walking some 50 meters ahead, the corridor takes a turn. Around the bend is another metallic door, just like the first one they went through. After going down the well, it too is hanging slightly open. Kyoji exchanges glances with Akane before gently pushing the door open. Just like the door near the entrance, it creaks as it grinds against the soil. Yuka-chan. The two of them fearfully peer inside. Welcome! Indeed, Yuka is there. Relative to the passage they just went down, which was only narrow enough for a single person to squeeze through, this room is surprisingly spacious. Objectively speaking, though, it's approximately 13 square meters. Faint, wavering light shines from the old-fashioned lamps set in the walls. In the flickering light, the walls seem to shine with strange colors. The room is almost a perfect square. At its center is a rectangular stone table. It seems to rise from the floor itself, though. Looking at it more closely, it seems less like a table and more like a box of some kind. Illuminated by the flickering light right in the middle of the room, leaning against the stone box, is Yuka. The dancing shadows cast by the light wash over her. Yuka regards him with the same mysterious smile she wore when they first met her. Oh, thank goodness we found you! Kyoji can feel Akane's relief from her hand in his. We were so worried about you. Why did you come here? Where are we anyway? Akane asks one question after another, but Yuka doesn't seem inclined to answer her. Her gaze is fixed entirely on Kyoji. Hey, Akane was so worried about you that she came all the way down here to look at you. Or to look for you, rather. You could say something. Kyoji can't help but take offense to her attitude. Just the other day, she was so sweet with everyone. That makes the contrast between then and now even more stark. But Yuka is fixated on Kyoji, an unwavering smile clinging to her lips. Yuka-chan. Akane was confused. Kyoji pats her on the back. Akane, enough. Let's just go. She's a weirdo. But if she came down here on her own, then she can find her way out alone, too. Let her do what she wants. I tried so hard the other day, you know. Kyoji and Akane freeze in their tracks. Yuka's eyes are still fixed on Kyoji. Because Oni-chan. No, Kyoji, you haven't been listening to me, and you don't remember what happened all those years ago. Years ago? Yuka evades his question with a smile. Maybe she didn't hear it again to begin. Maybe she didn't hear it to begin with. When I told Momone, she had the nerve to tell me to be kinder, not just to Kyoji, but to everyone. I can't believe her cheekiness. She says that, the way she's rotting, so I gave her a good beating. Still, I figured I could try doing as she said. What are you talking about? But now I'm bored of it. He'd forgotten. When he first met Yuka, and then in front of the well, and then when he saw her in the streets, there always seemed a strange aura around her. Like a heat haze, something odd always seemed to envelop her. Yuka's large eyes glint sharply. I had to put up with smiling for those filthy nobodies. Do you have any idea how sick that made me feel, Kyoji? Even my house felt like it was going to rot from the inside with them around. They all sat there with stupid smiles on their faces. Akane's voice stiffens. She probably can't believe what she's hearing. Yuka laughs scornfully. Even now, the stench is so bad I can barely take it. This woman, she reeks. I'm surprised you can hang out with this disgusting creature. You little... Akane's scream echoes throughout the underground chamber. But Yuka pays her no mind. In fact, she only cocks her head and spits more bile from her lovely lips. So come on, let's leave this creature behind already. This is the perfect place to lock up cowardly swine. It fits this woman just perfectly. That's why I lured you here. Yuka pinches the hem of her skirt and gives a lovely curtsy, as if she were attending an old-fashioned ball. Akane swallows nervously and grabs Kyoji's sleeve almost painfully hard. As much as he hates to admit it, Kyoji realizes that he's shaking too. There's something wrong with this girl. Yeah, definitely. And I think we'll find out exactly what's going on, maybe, in the next episode. Don't worry, more gore screaming show is coming.